أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم واسمعوا وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون إن تقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعف لكم ويغفر لكم والله شكور حليم عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم In the ayahs before this, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about one's wives and children that becomes a barrier between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the hijrah. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also states that your amwal, your wealth and your awlad, your children are a trial for you, a test for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, then fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, to the best of your ability, insofar as the capacity Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you, one needs to exert that capacity in fulfilling the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some have stated that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prior to this revealed the ayah of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih, O you who have brought iman, have taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حق تقاته, fulfilling the right of that taqwa. Sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they read into this ayat and they understood that the right of the taqwa, the piety, the fear, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of such a high magnitude that Sahaba felt that it was never possible for us to fulfill the right of this taqwa. So some sahaba then came to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressing this concern that here there is this ayat of the Quran that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded us to fulfill the right of this taqwa and we are never in a position to fulfill the right. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then revealed this ayah, فَاتَّقُوا mastata'tum, that fear Allah, have the consciousness of Allah, create the piety within yourselves to the best of your ability. Allah has given people different capacities, and according to that capacity, a person is supposed to exert himself and exhaust that capacity in fulfilling the haqq of the taqwa, in fulfilling the right of the taqwa, and hence Allah says, wasma'u wa ati'u, then and listen. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes some occasions would come up where a person was in a dilemma. There was no command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran was still being revealed. So then, wasma'u, wait and listen. Listen to what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. Don't come to your own conclusions. For us, wasma'u, listen to the words of Allah, listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ati'u, and obey. Obey the command of Allah, obey the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anfiqu khayran li anfusikum, seeing that wealth is a trial, it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the privilege of ownership in this world, to own the wealth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants you. That is a privilege from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with that privilege comes the responsibility of spending that wealth also according to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, insofar as the zakat is concerned, the lillah, the nafal optional charities, the wajib charities. So continue spending khairan li anfusikum, that wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And hence it will be best for yourselves also that you spend in this world, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward you. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِ, and whoever God is guarded, or whoever is saved from the greed of himself, from the greed of his own soul, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, then such are the successful ones. They will be successful in this world, and they will be successful in the hereafter, that by spending that greed that a human has by his nature, that lessens in a person, and generosity increases within that person. إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, if you lend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a beautiful or a good loan, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is applying to the fact that when you give your wealth, in actual fact, the wealth goes initially into the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to the rightful recipients, then what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant you in return, yudha'ifhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply that wealth, lakum, for you, insofar as that reward is concerned, that you give 1 rand out in the path of Allah, for the sake of Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will multiply the minimum of 10 times, and there is only multiplication by Allah up to 700 times, or even more. Allah will grant as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wants to multiply. وَيَغْفِلْ لَكُمْ, and over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ shakur, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most appreciative that we do a little, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us an abundance in return. Why does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us that abundance? Is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most appreciative of whatever we do. The taqat, the ability, comes from Allah. The tawfiq, the physical ability, and the spiritual ability, both come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet, after we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward. Haleem, and Allah knows our weaknesses, that whatever we do it broken. But then also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most tolerant, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the deeds that we carry out. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of the unseen, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the knower of the seen. For Allah, there is nothing that is unseen. Everything is seen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so great and so kind that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us the rewards for our deeds. Al-Aziz, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. Al-Hakim, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all wise. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.